welcome to the final episode of All Consumed
for this year.
Don't get your hopes up. Yeah, 2025. Okay, so we're gonna talk about where we are. Just had a fantastic meal, and then go through sort of a very brief.
And who are we? I suppose we should do the best thing.
So yeah, I'm Chris Osborne, and I am joined with
I'm Neil Davey,
and we are at Coco Ichiban.
We are. Your recommendation.
So Coco Ichiban. It is a Japanese curry house. I had first discovered them when I was in Kobe, Japan, and just happened upon them. I was like, well, I'm on my own tonight. I'll try this place. And then when I came back, I noticed they were open around Leicester Square, and now they have two locations, one in Leicester Square, one just sort of in the shadow of Selfridges, James Street, which is where we are right now. And what do you think about the curry we just
absolutely
had?
Terrific. That's really, there's like six or seven heat levels, which is really nice. We kind of went hot. Yeah, we went kind of mid-range, and that was... Yeah, it's nice. I can still feel the glue, which is good.
So I think you got the katsu chicken. I got a katsu pork with an omelet.
Sitting on some rice, sitting in some really lovely. As we were saying,
I
don't understand why that curry sauce is so addictive.
Oh, so good,
but it is so stupidly.
I think you did too. It added some cheese to mine.
Your recommendation.
One of my favorite treats in London. Actually, this has not been my first time here this year.
It's good. It's interesting. Actually, that kind of brings us to today's subject.
Yeah.
As in a best of.
All right. How are we going to tackle this, Neil? So I've got about a list of maybe about not quite 10 things.
Yeah, I'm kind of similar list.
And it was really tough. I did last night and this morning. I was brutal to myself at some things that I've experienced this year that I loved. And I would say, really, anybody listening, if anything we mentioned sounds great, go back and listen to the rest of our episodes from this year, because we have both been to some great places, seen some great art, eaten some great food. And traveled a good little bit.
Yeah. Chris is quite fastidious in terms of links.
So everything's linked.
Anything we mention will be somewhere online on the show notes with links
for every episode. So please go back, have a listen. allconsumedpod.com. But maybe the first thing I'd mention, I think we both agree this would probably be on both our short list, is where we went last time we recorded, and that's Burnt Faith Brandy House for the Black Cactus Barbecue menu, which rocked.
It really did.
Yeah.
It really did. Yeah, that was seriously good. I've heard from a few people subsequently that I'm really glad you went. It's been on our list for a long time. Or a couple of people actually went, we heard your recommendation and went along. Also told the Saturday menu is much more kind of Texan barbecue classics.
Okay.
So we went Friday night, which is kind of burger and a few barbecue items.
Oh, good.
Saturday is more standard barbecue stuff. And apparently Saturday is they go early because they do sell. there was a guy that kept kind of coming in and out of the kitchen while we were there, and I think they're actually smoking stuff overnight downstairs and outside, so to get ready for apparently Saturdays, and then Sundays it's kind of more of a kind of a roast meat barbecue kind of thing, but it was ridiculously good.
Yeah, nice space too.
Yeah,
props to the Burnt Faith. I had a nice taste of the brandy and a nice cocktail there as well. Yeah, really good. So, Black Cactus Barbecue
for sure
in Walthamstow at the Burnt Faith Brandy Distillery.
Yeah.
Yes,
wonderful. It was a bit of a theme through the year, which was quite nice.
Right. Burgers, lots of pizza this year too. Any pizza stand out for you, Neil?
Yeah, I suppose we recorded at 2:00, so I really enjoyed Spring Street. Down near Flatiron Square.
Yep. South London.
So that was very, very good. But for me, it's all about Breadstall.
Okay.
Have found myself back in Breadstall.
I've visited there a couple of times since you and I went there together.
Still as good. Still, I recommended it to an American friend who I get a message from her pretty much once a week going, you bastard, I'm here again. She likens it to the best, or the closest to American pizza that she's found.
Okay, yeah.
In London.
Yeah. Just pizza by the slice in London is suddenly a thing where it wasn't for several years that I lived here, or at least not good.
And figure now, I mean, if you go to Pret a Manger, it costs you like 12 quid for a sandwich or something. Whereas, bread stalls like seven to like 9 quid.
For two slices. Big slice, too.
They keep throwing in the little cross dipper thing as well. Had two or three of those free over the years. It's been lovely. It's just good.
It's good.
And Spring Street, so pizza. For different reasons, also decent. And then, on my travels, mentioned Stile Napolitano in Chester in a previous episode. At that point, not seeing what they are this year. They were the 13th best pizza in the world. So the new list has come out. I should check where they are. But again, that was, I not wanting to do Chester down, but it's not somewhere that you'd immediately think, hey, I bet the pizza here is great.
Yeah, right, yeah.
But the pizza there is great. Stile Napolitano also absolutely warrant a mention. And Chester itself, that was a nice little trip.
Okay.
But I mean, you've also obviously had a number of lovely trips.
A good number of trips. I would say, as far as like a favorite goes, it's really equal between Vienna, Thessaloniki, and Oslo. I'll go ahead and mention something I experienced in Oslo that is great. It may sound like a minor thing, but I'd go back for this, and that is the coffee that I had, generally in the city, but at particular cafe, Tim Windelbo. I hope I'm saying that right, Tim Windelbo. And it just, think about a really nice wine bar and sort of the wine menu and the expertise that a sommelier will give you about a particular bottle or glass of wine. That, but for coffee, and it was really the coffee I had there. I think El Vikingo was the best, by far the best cup of coffee I ever had. And number two was also on that trip as well at another cafe. But yeah, Tim Windelbo in Oslo, which is just a great city. Loved it. While I'm talking about these places, also really loved nothing I ate, but well, I did love things I ate there. But in Thessaloniki, by the way, just want to mention the Seikalo Museum of Ancient Music. I think I mentioned this on the last episode.
You did.
It's a lyre museum.
And I'm not surprised this has come up, because you've spoken with considerable enthusiasm about a lot of what you've done. But that museum in particular.
Yeah, well, I kind of got lucky because I was there on my own. Had the museum just and the curator there and just guiding me. So that was fantastic. But yeah, they construct lyres. There's no existing lyres from ancient times because they're organic material. But there's a lot of documents and recorded information and writings even from a long time ago about how to construct these, what they look like. There's lots of images, paintings of them, things on urns, stuff like that. So they construct them traditionally, and then they play around with more contemporary versions and things to record with, things like that. And it was phenomenal. It was so, so great.
That really came across. I thought that would be on your list when we mooted the idea of a best of.
Yeah.
I figured. I love it.
Completely off my radar, too. Just a driver taking me from the airport clued me in on it. I'm so glad he did. I hope he gets a cut or something. Anyway, and I was in Thessaloniki to see a concert by this band I know I mentioned on here a few times before, Sun, S-U-N, metal band. I'll spare all the analogies and metaphors I use for them, but just really great experience. Second time I've seen them. I sincerely hope it's not the last time. But if you like audio experiences, if you like your body trembling from a mass of sound waves, It's incredible.
And who doesn't?
And who doesn't? Well, they're not super popular, but I've come to find people who really like them also really like them, like me. And
great gig, cures constipation. What more can you possibly?
Just get one more in here. So that other city I mentioned was Vienna, which is just a wonderful, wonderful place. Mm-hmm. I was there for a different type of concert, and that was the 200th birthday of Johann Strauss II. So they did it up, Vienna's favorite son, probably, and had a concert, Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, performing at the Musikverein, or the music hall. It's like a beautiful jewelry box. Not a bad seat in the house. Acoustics are great. Just a rousing, fun concert of beautiful waltzes that, whether or not you realize it, you know all these songs and melodies and tunes. And it was, even without that, it would have been a great weekend in Vienna, but that was just like just a phenomenal trip. Anything else for you there, Neil?
While we're on the trip front, so I've not traveled as much this year, which hopefully will rectify next year. Didn't enjoy a very good long weekend in Hamburg.
Okay.
Which had a food scene I really wasn't expecting, but genuinely good. And, well, as I'm sure you found in Vienna, the quality of baking in that neck of the woods. Oh, dear Lord. Oh, man. German and Austrian breads. Hello. Yes. Any day of the week. That's what we need. But yeah, Hamburg is a lovely city. Very walkable, really good transport system. I think we've talked about Fischmarkt, which I think you've been to as well in the past, which is fantastic. One of the most eccentric things I've ever seen, certainly the most eccentric thing I've seen this year. It's like 7 o'clock in the morning, eating a fried fish sandwich, watching pensioners dance to a Led Zeppelin covers band. Was not on my 2025 spy list. But delighted that it happened. And also, the only other trip I've really done was Victoria, British Columbia.
British Columbia, okay.
Which was absolutely beautiful. A wonderful part of the world.
Somewhere I wanted to go. I almost went. I guess a number of years back now. Just something happened last minute. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, hugely impressive food scene. Beautiful scenery. I mean, certain times of the year you can watch whales and stuff kind of in the harbour. There were an awful lot of otters and things running around, which was great. Stayed in a hotel that had a pet marmot, which was bizarre, slightly surreal. But yeah, really good food scene. Very, very supportive of sort of local businesses. Lots of independents, which is always nice to see. You have to look hard to find a McDonald's or a Starbucks. They're there, but they're not on every street corner as they are in some places. But yeah, loads and loads of independents, loads of local spots. Really interesting things. The oldest Chinatown in North America. So the longest continuous. The San Francisco probably beat it, but San Francisco's burned down and was then rebuilt.
Wonder who benefited from that.
Victoria looked after theirs. And it was one of those amazing places you get chatting to people, would ask, they'd recommend somewhere and go, I'll try and fit that in. Where is it? And it was like, and they say, it's about 15 minutes. And I tried some of them and they were all literally 15 minutes away. So, yeah, very compact, very lovely, very pretty city, very friendly.
Okay.
Heartily recommended.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All right.
That's the travel.
All right. Well, let me slide one more travel for you. Was in Paris, literally just overnight. Eurostar sale, went over there, did some things wanted to do. And something I've wanted to do for a long time was go to the Foundation Du Buffet. Jean Du Buffet, art brute artist, came up with a concept of the hors loop. I'm a huge fan. And to go to essentially a museum just of his work was phenomenal. Even found out there's like a park, sort of suburban Paris, that's all his statues and stuff. You can only go there if you book it, but I'm going to try that in the next year. but was phenomenal. Yeah.
Nice.
Just wanted to mention that because it was definitely a highlight of the year for me.
Excellent stuff.
Yeah.
Excellent. So I'm actually going back. Yeah, I think that was kind of all of my travels.
Okay.
The other things. I was going to ask you one thing we didn't talk about. Was that we haven't talked that much TV this year.
Yeah.
But we did talk White Lotus.
White Lotus is great.
I do keep finding myself thinking back to the last series of White Lotus. But it did get under the skin.
Yes, I was talking about that with some friends recently. It's interesting you brought this up. And somebody referred to it as the worst season, which maybe it is, third of three, but it was still a really good season. I think people... I could kind of see how they sort of just tidied up the ending in a way that was a little obnoxious, but the season as a whole was great.
Yeah.
Parker Posey particularly, I just found her hilarious. Whoever, I forget his name, the guy that played her husband, I genuinely thought Jason Isaac was from North Carolina until I heard him on an interview talking with a very different accent. Yeah, it's just fun. You missed Tanya, yes. Obviously. But anyway, maybe she'll come back as a ghost or something. I know there's going to be another season.
There is, I believe, yes. So yes, so that's
okay.
Yeah. I know we did talk to Traitors at some point as well, which is always, and that's coming back in January.
Yeah.
But the celebrity one.
I don't think we mentioned the celebrity did we? It was great.
Which was terrific.
Yeah, it was really compelling. I thought I would be blah, but it was great.
Yeah, really, really good. And I never thought anything could happen that would make me warm to Alan Carr, but...
Oh, he was fantastic. It was the Alan Carr show, man. It was great. Yeah. I never had anything against him, but... He just came across as very genuine and also really smart.
Yes.
And he's always sort of genuine, but you know he's a bit of a character, but he kind of downplays his intelligence. I think he was brilliant on that show.
That was a lot of fun. And Joe Marler. He's a glass of Joe. And Nick Mohammed as well. Okay. I think the three of them probably...
Oh, he was great too. He was really smart.
Raised their stock.
Yeah, they did really well. Speaking of shows, entertainment, something we actually did together, and that was the Michael Shannon and Jason Narducci at the Garage, their REM tribute band doing... what was the album? I know the song, Feeling Gravity. Fables of the Reconstruction. Yeah, that was one of the best shows I've been to this year. So
it was terrific.
Yeah.
Remember, it was so uneven for me and my wife, who are I'm probably more of an REM fan of that era than my wife was. She's like a lot of people were probably the next, it was like two albums after that.
Sure, so 90s fan rather than 80s fan.
Yeah. But even not knowing the stuff. Particularly
it's
well.
Good concert, yeah.
Seriously, seriously great concert.
Okay.
He's a very, very intense actor. He's a very, very intense performer. And they're coming back. They are doing a little tour next year.
The next album.
Yes,
Life's Rich Pageant.
So, which is one I'm slightly more familiar with.
Okay.
But I have to say,
that's a good rock album.
Yeah. He's had a copy on cassette many, many years ago.
Yeah.
When cassettes were popular.
I do.
So I've just replaced that on CD, so we'll be listening to that extensively.
Excellent.
And I think they're over in September.
Okay.
But they're playing Manchester, they're playing something.
They're playing a really great venue in Manchester, by the way. New Century Hall.
Yeah.
In fact, I think I might try to see them there, because that's a phenomenal place. I love Manchester.
Yeah, so we've just got tickets for the Brighton gig. Just on places we like Brighton. If you get a chance, heartily recommend.
Well, now, I don't know what else you have, but I just have one more thing, and I'm being very restrained here. I hope you can appreciate that. I just have one more thing I want to mention as far as like absolute highlights of this year, and that's Loch Ness. I went up to the Highlands with my niece. We had a fantastic trip up there. It's just still just a big, awesome, kind of spooky, mysterious. You feel it. It's moody.
Moody's a very good word.
It's one of my favorite you know, pieces of like natural landscape or whatever. I just, I'm not going to stop going there. What I also like about it is when you're in Inverness, you've got the River Ness flowing through it, and the Ness Islands little walking park is phenomenal. And maybe next time I go, I'm going to make the time to actually start in Inverness or in Loch Ness, shores of Loch Ness, maybe Dora's Beach, and work my way either one way or the other. I love it. It would be very appropriate for me to end my best of the year talking about Loch Ness.
It does have a, there is, as you said, moody. Moody is the right word.
Yeah.
There is a real, whether it's, and I don't think it is just, it's not the idea of, oh, well, you've heard about the Loch Ness Monster, therefore you believe this is going to be like this. I would imagine it's more the other way around, but it's naturally like that, and that probably what spawned stories and tales of
the monsters
and such like. Yeah, you can well believe there is a
sun concert on the shores of Loch Ness. I think I would be happy in the gloomiest way possible.
With a man from Oslo making coffee.
Maybe it's kind of covered
everything. I mean, I should have a shout out to, is it One Plus One Rugamo, where we recorded slightly eccentric, slightly mad.
Great restaurant, man.
But really great.
Yeah. We should go back there.
Yeah, we should. That was really good.
I haven't been there since. I've been there. I went there once. Thought, hey, Neil would love this.
It's one of those bits of London you wouldn't necessarily stumble across accidentally.
Yeah.
But to make a specific journey in that direction.
Chinese, sort of Western Chinese food, Rugamo, so almost like kind of a...
The greatest bit of plastic kind of outside a restaurant
pastry burger, yeah. And that bowl of like hot, sour, spicy, hot and sour dumplings. My God. Yeah.
I think the only other thing I'm kind of have to mention. I guess next time we'll catch up on where we've recently been. So I was in Guernsey a couple of weeks ago, but we'll talk about that another time. Had a remarkable meal there at a restaurant called Vrak, which is the old Guernsey dialect for seaweed. They actually have a chef de seaweed. They forage for seaweed. They make all sorts of interesting broths and things with the seaweed. Astonishingly good, but we'll come to that another time.
So
meal of the year, and very probably meal of the best meal I've ever had in London, remains Datera.
You raved about that
when
place.
We are however many months on from talking about that, and there's a couple of the dishes that I think about at least once a week.
Which
possibly says more about me than English.
You were glowing when you're talking about that place, man.
Just so much fun. It doesn't take it two Michelin stars, but it really doesn't take itself that seriously. So there's Teenage Ninja Turtles dotted around the place because the chef's name is Raphael. The quality of cooking is phenomenal, because Raphael's husband, whose name I've forgotten, runs the front of house. It's utterly charming. The music's probably slightly too loud for a two Michelin star restaurant, but it's fun and 80s and just
nice.
Somehow adds to the mood. And they have just opened a little place in a sister restaurant in Brighton, the name of which escapes me, which is a much more reasonable price than the meal we had at Terra, which was effectively, for two of us, was the price of a small second-hand car, absolutely worth every penny, if that's your thing.
Mentioning again, then.
Yeah, so I think, so I have to kind of... If only I was sponsored and we could get some of that second-hand car money back. But it was absolutely worth it.
There's a New Year's resolution. Let's get sponsored. Please. Or some 5-star reviews if you listen to this.
Absolutely.
On maybe Apple, and then maybe we can find some other streams to finally get on in the new year. I think we're just seeing too busy having fun to be.
There is that.
Anything else?
Fair play. Actually, one of my favourite things of this year is the fact we've kept doing this.
Aww.
And been doing it on a very regular basis.
More than once a month.
Been really good.
I've enjoyed it too. I go back to look at stuff on the website and listen to podcast. I was like, oh, yeah, what was that place I want? Yeah. I've taken some of your recommendations.
It's been a lot of fun. Now I need to... it has changed my attitude in terms of, like I said, going to gigs or seeing something that I want to go to and going, actually, I'm going to make time to do that. The reason I went self-employed was to go and do...
To go do fun stuff.
So I probably should. It's good. But somewhere underneath this, there is a...
Yeah. Well, the year was fantastic. It was also strange, according to E-Nub. You're here right now.
We carry them everywhere. Yeah.
At All Consume Pod on Instagram, allconsumepod.com. We're on Apple Podcasts.
I'm usually catching up on my eating life at Dine Hard on Instagram. Pretty much the only thing I do these days. Still about 2 weeks behind, but we're getting there. Oh, okay. We will catch up. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Social media stuff. And you're still
floating around. Find me on the podcast links.
Find him on the ether. In the ether.
Or in person, yeah. even better. Yeah, well, okay then, man. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And tomorrow. Happy New Year. And cheers, man. Here's to more. Can you hear that on here? Here's to more good podcast episodes in 2026.
Here.